fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
One Silver, hurry, big fellow, I'm Silver.
A dozen men stopped talking and stared at the girl who walked into the Ace High Cafe. Blue Chip Haley laid aside the pack of cards he'd been riffling and went forward to meet her as she stepped up to the bar.
Give me a sarsaparilla, barkeep.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the scenery sure has improved in a hurry around here.
Here you are, ma'am. That'll be 10 cents.
All right.
No, no, no. Put your money away. The treat's on me.
Sure you can stand the price, mister?
So you're right there with all the answers, huh? You, you're a stranger here, aren't you?
I won't be for long.
Oh, well. Don't happen to be some relation to Calamity Jane, do you?
Now, what makes you ask a question like that?
Oh, just thinking. We don't get to see women folks as good-looking as you are around here. And not very often.
Hmm.
And that six-shooter you're packing... Doggone. Maybe you are Calamity Jane.
Well, now, in case you're worried about it, I'm not. And thanks for the sarsaparilla.
Well, that's all right. Just think nothing of it. It's a real pleasure. Say, that piano player's wasting a lot of good music over there.
Yeah? How you figure?
Boy, that's music for dancing. I'd sure admire a little dancing right now. What do you say?
No, thanks. Some other time,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, come on. Huh? Come on, all that good music?
I said no, and you can take your hand off my arm, now.
Oh, no, no, nothing to get sore about, baby. Just wanted to get acquainted with you.
You did, huh?
Why, you...
From now on, let's get acquainted with words.
I don't take a slap in the face from nobody, kid. Not even a pretty girl like yourself. Now, I asked you for a dance, and you're gonna dance with me, whether you like it or not.
Is that so?
Look out!
Hey, you... Put up that cannon. I was only fooling honest.
Well, I'm not fooling, mister. You want to dance till you just can hardly stand it, huh? All right. Go on, dance.
Hey, hey, look out for that thing.
Go on, Sugarfoot. Let's see some real fancy bucking wings.
Hey, put that thing away before you hurt somebody.
Now, how about a jig? Can you dance a jig?
Hey, somebody! Somebody take that gun away from her. She's loco.
You're a terrible dancer, fella. Real downright clumsy. Ain't he, boys? Try it once more, Romeo.
Hey, I wish you'd put that blasted cannon away. All right,
I give up. You can't even dance without busting up the furniture. Go on, beat it. I got business to attend to.
So, got business?
That's what I said. And business always comes before pleasure with me. Barkeep, where can I find Blue Chip Haley?
What? And who?
Well, he runs this place, doesn't he?
He does. And I happen to be Blue Chip Haley.
You?
How about shooting some more, lady, huh?
Can we talk privately?
Sure. Come on back to my office. All right. What's on your mind, sister?
I'm awfully sorry about what just happened.
Now, forget it. What do you want to see me about?
A job.
A job? Working in the Ace High? You don't look nor act like a dancing girl.
I'm not, but I can deal cards, Mr. Haley.
Well, I'll be a girl dealer. Say, now, if that ain't something new.
A place like this needs something new once in a while.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm afraid it wouldn't work. Some of the suckers we get in here get pretty tough when their luck's running bad.
You're not thinking that I can't look after myself, are you?
No. No, there ain't no doubt in my mind about that. What's your name?
You can call me Dolly.
Yeah. Well, what's the rest of it?
Just Dolly. That ought to be enough for now.
Say, I'll bet they'd really come flocking in. You know any tricks with the cards?
If you mean, do I know how to run up a deck, deal seconds and thirds, or off the bottom, the answer is yes. And beside that, I can use a shiner or a sleeve holdout.
Well, you talk like you really could deal.
Just try me.
Where'd you learn all them gimmicks with cards?
I've been practicing for a long time. Won out 100 decks, I guess, just practicing. You see, my father was a gambling man.
Oh?
I've been practicing and planning for a long time, wanting to get a job in a big layout like you've got here, see?
Well, I guess there ain't many better gambling houses. All right, Dolly, I'll take a chance.
You mean I get the job?
You can start Saturday night. That's when the tables are all busy. Meanwhile, I'll put out a little advertising about the slick young girl that's going to deal cards for Blue Chip Haley. Yeah. You know, you and I ought to get along all right together. Now, darling?
A few miles south of town, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan Reed were enjoying a perfect camping spot near the bend of the river.
Golly, this is the best camp we've had for a long time.
Plenty good fishing in river, Dan. Plenty small game.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I've got a couple rabbit snares set up on the ridge. I'll have to take a look at them before dark.
The thing I appreciate most about this place, Dan, is the good feed our horses are getting.
Yeah, Victor certainly is in good shape.
This camp has done us all a lot of good. And if you like, we can stay a while longer.
That's good news to me.
We need all the rest we can get, because when we start for Sweet Valley, it means 5 or 6 days through tough country.
You mean crossing desert land and mountains?
Well, you can see the beginning of the Sweet Valley Range off to the southwest. Looks good from here, but when we get up into the hills, you'll find it pretty barren.
Sweet Valley? Isn't that the place where you and Tonto had trouble with those train robbers? Well, what's funny, Tonto?
I think I can tell you why Tonto's chuckling then. He's most likely remembering how he captured a bold bad man with an empty gun.
Empty gun?
Gun plenty empty, all right. But outlaw feller, him not know that.
Oh, how did it happen?
Well, Tonto chased this fellow. They had quite a running gun battle. Then, just about the time Tonto caught up with the big bad crook, he found he was out of ammunition.
Golly, good thing for you he didn't know it, huh, Tonto? What'd you do?
Well, me point gun at feller. Tell him to put up hands or me shoot. Him surrender. Then Tonto take outlaw's guns and bullets.
Gee.
There aren't many men who will risk being shot when they think someone has a drop on them, Dan. Well, if you're trying to look at your rabbit snares, you better get started. Almost dark.
Gee, I didn't realize it was getting so late. I'll go right away.
You might take the canteens and get some fresh water from the spring on your way back.
Sure. I'll take all three of them.
Well, I had planned on breaking camp tomorrow, Tonto. Dan likes it here so well, we can afford to stay a little longer.
Ah. And young fella learned plenty things and worked plenty hard.
Yes, that's right, Tonto. Well, let's get a fire started and some supper going.
Ah. Dark, plenty fast. Dan not come back yet.
Oh, he'll be along in a moment. Probably took time out to clean a rabbit and clean out the spring.
Listen, probably hear Dan come now.
All right, you two reach.
What's that?
Why, that's...
Don't move a muscle, either one of you. I got an itchy trigger finger.
Better do as he says for the moment, Otto, till we can spot him.
That's right, you're showing good sense. Well, a couple of owl hooters, eh?
You think so?
Think so? Why else would you be wearing a mask on your face, eh?
You've, got the drop on us. What do you want?
I'm needing a horse real bad. Was coming down the river trail and seen your campfire. Seen also that you had three horses. And since there's only two of you, I figured you could spare one of them. Say, for instance, that white stallion, the biggest one.
You better not tackle that horse, mister. Not unless you want to travel straight up.
Oh. You're meaning to say I can't ride them? You're loco. I can top the best of them.
Now, you loco.
You haven't ridden many horses lately, have you?
What? What do you mean by that remark?
The men serving time at territorial prison don't have horses to ride.
What?
You haven't been out long enough to get rid of the prison color in your face.
Yeah, you're a pretty smart Jasper at that. But I've got no time to make chin music. Now, turn around, both of you. Keep your hands up while I get those guns.
Hold it there.
Hey, what the...
You can't see me, mister, but I can see you. Right in the middle of this gun sight. Drop that gun. Drop it. Right now.
I should have known there'd be three of you here.
Good work, Dan. I've got his gun now. In fact, I doubt if Tonto could have done that any better.
Golly. He sure had me wondering there for a minute whether he was going to drop that gun or not.
Tonto not do as good as Dan. Me capture fella with empty gun. And you, Dan, you capture fella with no gun at all.
What? No gun? Well, I'll be jiggered. Just a kid at that. Well, what are you gents going to do with me?
What would anyone do with an escaped prisoner?
What makes you think I escaped? How do you know I wasn't paroled or pardoned or finished my time?
The country's pretty well posted with reward notices for you, Parks.
What? You even know my name. But listen, mister, whoever you are, there's no sense in your turning me in, especially since you're dodging the law yourself. Let me go. Someday I'll be...
At first I wasn't sure you were Jim Parks. But now you're going back to finish your time.
Finish my time? I was serving a life sentence.
Yes, for murdering a man after you cheated him in a card game.
You know a lot, don't you?
You were a dealer for Blue Chip Haley in Lewiston. You cheated a man named Gunnison out of $12,000. After he threatened to get even with you, you followed him and shot him in the back.
Yeah, that's what the law said. The law and Blue Chip Haley. But they never proved it.
And now, being so close to Lewiston, I suppose you were heading back there for revenge.
Huh? I had a better reason than that, mister. A much better reason.
Well?
I've got a letter here from my daughter. She's in Lewiston right now with a crazy scheme for getting even with Blue Chip Haley for what he's done to me.
Oh? What kind of a scheme?
Here. You can read the letter yourself, and then decide whether to turn me into the law or let me save that girl from the rottenest crook that ever lived. Go on. Read it, mister.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. In the town of Lewiston, there was considerable excitement among the gambling element. Blue Chip Haley, realizing that a pretty girl dealer would be a novelty, bringing a big crowd to the Ace High Saloon, wasted no time in advertising Dolly the dealer.
You hear about that girl, Dolly? They say she's cute as a bug's ear.
Hear about her? I seen her, Buster. She's a Lollapalooza.
Well, the customers will at least get a pleasant eyeful for their money.
Yes, and that's all they'll get, gambling one of Haley's tables. Hey, that guy's so crooked he could hide behind a corkscrew.
Yeah, and I've heard tell he'd never hire a dealer who wasn't willing to deal crooked cards.
Well, that girl looked downright honest, but you never know. You can't tell a book by its cover.
This is the way my father showed me how to run up a deck, Mr. Haley.
Well, mighty smooth, Dolly. Here, let me see those cards. Now watch. Yeah, see the ace of spades? See it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now this is how to run the ace up to the top of the deck. And then you deal seconds to everybody. You take the ace for yourself, see?
Sure. Or if I was playing in cahoots with someone, I could deal him the ace, huh?
That's the idea. Only I don't figure to have nobody playing for the house at your tables. Because there'll be plenty of cash customers.
Oh, I certainly hope so, Mr. Haley. I certainly hope so.
Glad you're taking such an interest in the job.
My dad always was a good dealer until...
Yeah? Whatever happened to him? Never did tell me much about him.
Someday, maybe I will.
Well, I'll bet he'll be proud to watch you bring him in when the action starts. You know, I've been advertising your first appearance for Saturday night. And I'll bet the place won't be big enough to hold the crowd.
In the Lone Ranger's camp, the masked man finished reading the letter Jim Parks had given him.
Your daughter evidently believes you to be innocent, Parks.
Well, I don't care about that no more. But this crazy scheme of hers.
She's fooling with dynamite when she tries to outsmart a man like Blue Chip Haley. Now, if he were to find out...
Yes, you're right. Now you know why I broke out of prison and headed for Lewiston as fast as I could. Hmm.
Say, is it true that Haley hires no one but crooked dealers?
Well, yes. You see, every professional dealer knows all the tricks. He has to for his own protection, see?
I can understand that.
He doesn't necessarily have to deal crooked himself, but he's got to know how it's done. Well, I didn't know at first when I hired out to Haley that I was supposed to play a fast deck. But, well, I was in trouble. Needed the job pretty bad, so I went to work for him.
I see.
I remember just fooling around. I used to show Dolly lots of card tricks. Used to think it was cute when she tried to do them.
And tomorrow night, when she starts dealing for Haley, what do you think will happen?
Mister, you know blame well what'll happen. And I'm begging you to help me prevent it. After that, you can turn me into the law or do anything you like.
Then.
Yes, sir?
Saddle up. I want you to ride to Lewiston with a message for Jim Park's daughter.
Yes.
What are you going to tell her?
Let her know that you're here in my camp and why. Perhaps we can persuade her to ride out with Dan.
I can make her listen to reason. You just get her out here and let me talk to her. I'll be grateful to you for the rest of my life.
A little later that evening, Dan Reed went up on the porch of the boarding house where Dolly Parks lived just as the girl came out of the house.
Oh, hello.
Gee, you must be Miss Dolly, are you?
Why, yes, I am.
Listen, I brought you a message from your father.
My father?
Come on, let's walk down the street.
Now, wait a minute. No one in this town knows my last name. If you have a message from my father, then you must know what that last name is.
I do. Come on, Miss Parks.
Neither Dan nor the girl noticed the figure that stepped back in the shadows as they walked down the street, and then later followed them.
So that's why I came here tonight. Your father got so worried when he found out what you intended to do that he broke out of prison.
Blue Chip Haley won't hire a dealer that doesn't cheat with the cards. And as you may have heard, his place is famous for sky-high bets.
I know.
Haley's been giving me a big build-up as the girl dealer. He's even showed me some of his own crooked tricks with the cards. Tomorrow night, I'm going to deal his crooked cards for him, and when I get through, Haley won't have a dime to his name.
Your father's worried about what might happen to you.
I thought of that. After I break the bank, I'm going to tell everyone just what I did and why. And I don't think the people in that place will let Haley do anything about it.
They hadn't ought to. Not after you give him all of his money.
How far is it to this camp where your friends and my father are staying?
About 5 or 6 miles.
All right, Dan. Let's go down to the livery stable. I'll get a horse and go along with you.
Blue Chip, listen.
What's the matter with you, Shorty?
That girl, she's framing you, Blue Chip. Listen to her.
Holly, what do you mean?
Listen, I seen this kid go to her house, and they went walking down the street together. I followed along, and I found out plenty.
For instance, what?
This Dolly Dame happens to be Jim Park's daughter.
What?
I'll tell you the rest later. Right now, we got to grab that girl quick.
Where is she?
Heading for the livery stable, going out to meet her old man.
Come on.
Oh, easy, fella.
Dan, what happened?
I found the girl. I told her about her father being here and wanting to see her. We went to the livery stable to get a horse.
Where is she?
They got her, Mr. Parks.
What does she mean?
I couldn't stop them, so I got away on Victor and came here for help.
My daughter. They've got her. That devil Haley.
Otto, saddle up. We're hitting the trail.
Ah, he'd be ready plenty fast.
Here, Silver. Parks, you stay here and wait for us.
Well, I've got to go along.
Sorry, any of these horses could carry double, but we've got to travel fast. Dan, you're going with us.
Yes, sir.
That's that. Suppose they ought to be thankful I found out about her in time.
What are we going to do with that dame?
I'll decide that later. For the time being, she can stay in that shack out there. So she was all set to throw the game tomorrow night, huh?
Yeah. Question is now, what'll we tell everybody that comes to see this beautiful girl dealer?
Huh? Why, we'll just tell them the whole thing's been called off. No. I can't do that.
Huh?
That girl's liable to be found. Dead, Shorty. So, we don't want to know anything about it. Nobody seen us grab the girl, did they?
Of course not. Only the kid that was with her.
And it was too dark for him to recognize either one of us. So, we'll just keep mum. And tomorrow night, when she doesn't show up...
We'll be just as surprised as everybody else.
Right.
Evening for the girl to show up. And I just got word from Mrs. Moody over the boarding house that the girl's disappeared. Yeah, she must have got cold feet and left town. That's a darn shame. She sure was a pretty girl. Would have been a real treat for you folks to have watched her deal the card.
Doggone it! I heard about the girl and come 40 miles to play poker with a girl dealer.
Yeah, that's too bad, boy. Sure wish she were here tonight. Yeah, maybe she'll turn up later.
No maybe about it, Blue Chip.
No,
you don't.
That's Dolly the dealer.
Otto, get that gun out of Haley's shoulder holster.
You can get it. All right. Yeah. You twisted my hand.
You won't need that hand, Haley. Dolly's going to deal the cards for you tonight.
What?
Blue Chip, Haley promised you people a treat. You're going to get it. It won't cost you a penny.
Now, see here, outlaw.
Remember this man, Haley? He's probably chained a little after 10 years in prison.
Parks. Jim Parks.
Hello, what? Blue Chip.
Folks, you came here to watch Dolly Parks' deal. Step up and watch closely.
Yeah.
And let me say that the reason I was late tonight was because Blue Chip Haley and this man Shorty...
Hey, that's a lie.
You not move.
Keep him covered.
Uh-huh.
They found out that I was Jim Parks' daughter and that I was planning to break Haley with his own crooked game, so they kidnapped me last night.
What?
This masked man and the Indian followed their trail this morning and found me.
Oh.
Now I'm going to show you how Haley taught me to deal.
Hey, look at that girl ripple the card.
You all know the rules here. The sky's the limit. So step right up and lay your bets for a hand of showdown. One at a time.
Hey, now, hold on there. You can't do this to me.
Shut up, Haley. You promised us this girl was going to deal cards, didn't you? All right. I'll bet 500 for a showdown hand.
You're fated. And here's your cards, mister. And you win, mister. Pick up the money. Now, who's next? You win, partner. Well, looks like this isn't my lucky night, Blue Chip. Everybody's winning but me. What you got there, partner? Four kings?
Four kings.
Looks like you win.
It looks like you lose, Haley.
One more hand, that's all. And I'm dealing it to this fellow right here, Mr. Jim Parks, for $1,000.
Just give me one card, Dolly. If I make a spade flush, you lose.
I'll do my best.
Here, Dolly. Let me show you how to run this ace of spades right up to the top of the deck.
Here's your card.
Just turn it face up.
Sure. And it's the ace of spades.
I want us to get away with that. Look out, he's ramming for a gun.
He's got it.
Give me that gun.
One at a time. You'll all get a chance to tell what happened. Now, you first, friend.
Haley tried to get the girl's gun, and the masked man knocked him for a loop. Then Jim Parks, he sort of went crazy at seeing Haley grabbing his daughter, I guess. Anyhow, they mixed it up some, and the gun went off.
Yeah, Haley got shot accidentally.
Shucks, everybody heard what he said. He knew he was dying, so he up and confessed to the murder of Dave Gunnison. Even told how he went about framing the murder on Jim Parks.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.